Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Drew Holiday is a Portland Trailblazer. The Blazers on Monday night sending Anfernee Simons to Boston along with 2 second-round picks for Drew Holiday, a casualty to a salary cap situation in Boston that we knew was just not tenable. They could not move forward with having, two players north of $50 million, Drew Holiday north of $30 million. What is Porzingis' number? He also got traded, by the way.
Oh, God. He got traded into the trade exception for the Hawks, so it must have been 24?
They were in the crotch chop that second apron after they won the title and gave everybody money. And so we knew that there was going to be movement in Boston. I think all of Portland was a little bit surprised that Anfernee Simons was part of a deal to send to Boston for Drew Holiday, who at one time was a Portland Trailblazer for, 3 days?
Yeah, something
around that. It was like September 27th to October 1st.
There was enough time period where multiple teams got in on the bidding for Drew. And I remember during that process, the Blazers targeted Drew because they wanted Drew.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew other teams 100% wanted Drew. And because Drew Holiday is very good. And he ended up being the key for Milwaukee and both Boston to win titles.
Look, I think that before we get into kind of the nitty-gritty of what is going to transpire after this trade, mm-hmm. I think on the surface, I don't think that you can sit there and go one way either side won the deal,
no.
Right? It was a fair trade. I think that one thing that I actually come out of this and I appreciate is that we've seen this in previous regimes. We've seen it during this regime at times where you have got the Blazers have overvalued the guys that they have and they hold on to them and guys end up going for either pennies on the dollar or walk away for nothing, right? We've seen that before. I think that going in doing a fair value trade for a guy like Anfernee Simons, who is in the fine extension eligible and going to be wanting to get an extension, you got what you wanted in return, which is a guy in Drew Holiday who fits the identity of what this Trailblazers team wants to be under Chauncey Billups.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive-oriented guard who's a facilitator, can knock down open shots, right?
And on top of that, high IQ, high feel, and leadership. The leadership one, and here's the thing. I don't think, for everybody who's like, oh, you love everything the Blazers do, I'm kind of splitting the fence on this move. Number one, I love Drew Holiday. And his bona fides, if you want to read it, it's up on the Patreon. I wrote everything of the intel that I got on it following the trade. His bona fides are unquestionable. He's a two-time champion for two different franchises. He's a six-time all-defensive team member. He is a two-time all-star. He is an Olympic gold medalist. He is a three-time Twyman Stokes teammate of the year winner. This is a guy, whether it's on the court, defensively, while also being capable of being your number two or number three offensive option,
mm-hmm.
while also being a dude among dudes. Drew Holiday is one of the few guys in the NBA who, if you don't like him, that says more about you than it does about Drew.
Yep.
Not only as a person, but as a teammate, as a dude, like, he gets it. And the one of the reasons that I like this move is that the Blazers weren't lacking leadership. They were lacking the leader. And
I think that is lacking leadership.
Do you understand what I'm saying? They weren't lacking guys who could be leaders. They were lacking the leader.
And that is a lack of leadership.
That's fair.
I mean, that is, if you don't have that guy that is your culture setter,
mm-hmm.
then you're kind of wandering.
He's a tone setter.
Yep.
That's what he is. Like, he is a walking, talking tone setter. He has lived it, breathed it. He is that guy. There is a less than probably 0% chance that he doesn't have the corner locker with the Trailblazers starting next season. And when you walk in that locker room, you know who everyone's looking to. And that's, they're not looking to him to be the guy. They're looking for him to lead them. And I think that's the big thing. But also from a talent fit perspective, everybody knows how I feel about Ant. Drew Holiday is a better holistic overall player.
Mm-hmm.
The question I have is, who's going to score?
Yeah. Well, that has been a problem for the Blazers with Anthony Simons, too.
And that's right? And that's the thing. It's like a guy who is a dyed-in-the-wool floor stretcher, gravity guy, three-point shooter, off-the-bounce creator. They now don't have any of that.
Don't think you're going to get him at 11 tonight in the NBA draft either. So that is a bigger picture thing that we will dive into. But I also look at it as Anthony Simons extension eligible this offseason. He would be getting Drew Holiday money.
Yes. So Drew, his deal is $33.6 million annual average value. I would expect that Ant ends up somewhere between 30 and 32.
So you are looking at a Drew Holiday situation where you have two plus a player option in that third year, where you have 3 years left of it. A proven commodity, though older, and a veteran on a young team. Okay. Where Ant, you would be paying him, hoping that he would continue to still grow.
Yeah.
Grow, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And you would have been in for far more years on that with a lot of unknowns. And that doesn't mean that Ant won't get that money and isn't worth that money. That is the money that a player like him gets.
Yeah, starter level money of guys who can average 20 a game and stretch the floor. That's the going rate.
And this is why it's a fair deal, is because Boston also gets what they want in that, look, Anthony Simons can walk at the end of the year because they can't afford that deal. And they need a scorer this year because Jason Tatum ain't playing.
No, and there is discussions around Ant potentially being moved again.
Could happen.
There that possibility is out there for sure.
Boston,
and we'll talk about this a little bit later, brother, there is beyond Drew and Porzingis, there's more smoke there.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Because they just got a fraction under the second apron now. So at least they're within the parameters.
17 million away from the luxury tax.
Yeah, they're 17 million away from the first apron, and they're 4 million clear of the
second apron.
Yeah,
they're not done.
No, and they need.
But they saved 250 million in luxury tax payments.
Jeez, just by those two moves. Yeah. There's something that you said there that has been a big topic of conversation about Drew Holiday. He is old. He is not a scorer, but he brings so many of those other things. You said he's going to be a corner locker room guy, where he is, he's got that corner locker. That's where the leaders sit. That's where, when everybody turns their head over, they're looking to that spot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you bring Drew Holiday in to come off of the bench? That conversation is, a valid one, and there's a lot of people having it because you have Scoot Henderson, because you have Shaedon Sharpe.
Well, here's the thing. There's a world that exists where Drew starts, and so does Scoot. They could look. Drew's played some too, and he's big. He's strong. And the thing I love about Drew, I'll go with the whole league sources have told me that they're comfortable with Drew Holiday at either spot. Because one of the questions that I had after the trade was, looking at his age, I was told that the Blazers looked very closely at the tape last year And even though there was some regression, they aren't worried about Father Time snatching his soul just yet. I asked if the plan was to start him, and I was told, well, it's still too early in the process. I mean, yeah. So, you know, I've used this analogy God knows how many times. Break the pool cue up, throw Shaden and Scoot in the room, let them figure it out. Because if I'm running this team right now, I've talked about this over the last week, and you're going into the Denny-centric offense, which I think Drew is actually a good fit for, because Drew has been playing off ball for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
He's been playing off of Giannis, playing off the Jays very successfully. He does not need to see the ball. And his three-point percentage was down to 36% last year. He's a career 38% three-point shooter, and he's been doing it for 15 years. When you've got a track record of that long, it's reputation.
Mm-hmm.
The floor spacing, he is going to afford that part of it. He can work off ball. He can toggle on when necessary. He can just kind of fit wherever. That's his skill set allows him to do that. But I start wondering, okay, if you start Scoot and Drew, what does that kind of look like offensively? Because Scoot, while he can get to the rim, his rim finishing, I think he was of the top 150.
Well, I'll tell you what, you don't need to defend the perimeter all that much.
Yeah, I trust Scoot more as a shooter than I do as a finisher. Like I said, of the top 150 players to take the most shots at the rim last year, I think Scoot finished 145th or 146th.
Yeah.
It was right in there. Bottom five, bottom six of the top 150. That's a problem. Like the guy who finished 150th, Trae Young, he also has gravity well beyond the three-point line, even though his three-point shooting has kind of taken a massive hit because of how prolific a playmaker he is and how nuclear hot he can get from three.
Yeah. I think that this trade and there's a lot of Rip City that is upset about this deal,
mm-hmm.
because Anthony Simons was liked. And I think that there was a framing for a very long time about Ant being like a guy who could be the cornerstone of this franchise for a very long time. This deal tells you a couple of things. One is that they weren't comfortable with Ant being a guy who wanted to be here long term. Mm-hmm. And two, I don't think that they looked down the barrel and they said, that's a guy who is going to be the cornerstone moving forward.
Yep.
And that is that's a dramatic change in the way that this organization was thinking. It had been framed for a very long time that he could be that guy. I think the organization is telling all of us no. And they made that decision and they brought in a veteran. Look, this is on the surface. You could sit there and you go, there's a lot of holes with the Portland Trailblazers, mm-hmm. especially offensively moving forward. It also will tell you they're not done and they cannot be done because this team would be lacking a scoring punch in an era where the NBA is playing faster.
The one aside, I got a text from a coach in the NBA 5 minutes after the deal. Y'all are going to guard the bleep out of teams.
Yep.
And that's the thing about this where I went, yeah, Drew, two on the perimeter, buddy, buckle up.
And then you Klingon defending the rim, mm-hmm. DeAndre Ayton defending the rim for this year, right? It is, you are seeing the identity that Chauncey Billups wants.
They're going to grind teams into paste.
It did not feel like Anthony Simons fit what Chauncey Billups wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
identity-wise. Now you're starting to see that take shape, and it's a gamble, man, because you lose that creator.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And they need to find it some. Again, I'm very interested to see what the Denny-centric offense looks like, but the whole the whole is better than the sum kind of a deal that we saw from the Pacers. They still had an engine in Tyrese Halliburton and Pascal Siakam is an all NBA player.
Yeah. Those guys are pretty good.
Yeah. And so it's like the threshold is higher. And we saw this with Houston this last year when you're like, who's going to score?
Yeah.
With Orlando, it's like, yeah, Franz and Paolo are great, but who's going to be the guy that bends the defense? Like, and that's the thing is I look at where they are right now. They've got downhill guys, they've got a ton of high-level role guys, but who's going to be the guy that bends the defense?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.